Either she had an electronic doorbell that she pushed for service, or she did this little hoo-hoo. And so anytime I hear someone say hoo-hoo, I'm just like, where's my mother? But anytime I heard that, I got to the point that, okay, I really have to have ears of a bat.
This is Caregiving Conversations, made possible by Alina's Life Course program, helping families and patients live well with serious illness.
My name is Sally Rogers. I was a caregiver for my mother for a number of years, either in her home or when finally she moved with us. And so we kept a regular shopping schedule, especially her medication schedule. We set that timer, and every 2 hours she had those medications that she had to take, and that did help. I basically did kind of from the gut. I just figured what needs that she would require as far as bathing or moving or even just keeping a schedule, keeping her fed, because you hear so many seniors that just don't eat. Remain patient. That's the key. You just keep your mouth shut, listen, count to 10 if you have to, and then go on with what you need to do.
Caregiving Conversations is online at lifecoursemn.org and produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities.